Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The government is taking new intervention in order to stop the virus's continuing spread. Gatherings have now been limited to 1,000 people, which has resulted in the cancellation of the Fête du Patrimoine and restricted visiting hours to retirement homes. In the Rhône and the Gironde areas, new measures are even tighter, with some of France's highest increases in COVID numbers. In the Bouches-du-Rhône, the number of people admitted to intensive care has doubled in a week. In Rennes, all bars will have to close at 11 p.m. as of tomorrow. TV presenter Jean-Pierre Pernaut has left his followers surprised with the news of his departure from his TF1 13h news desk. He announced his decision on Twitter, explaining that he will leave just before Christmas. At the age of 70, he has decided to make way for others after 32 years in the role, although his successor is still unknown. There has been a fatal shooting in Seine-Saint-Denis last night, in which two people were killed. The victims, one aged 17 and the other aged 25, were shot in Saint-Ouen, and another youth aged 16 was injured and is in intensive care. Police have so far arrested 12 suspects, all of whom are in custody to answer questions over the murders and their involvement in local gang warfare. Tension is growing at Airbus in Toulouse as the company CEO, Guillaume Faury, suggests that voluntary redundancies may not be enough to balance the books after this period of major downturn caused by the pandemic. There is a realistic chance that further redundancies will have to be made, confirming the fears of unions. The trial of Carlos Ghosn and his role at Nissan is opening today in Tokyo, but without him being present. Mr. Ghosn fled Japan to Lebanon last year. He is accused of massive financial misconduct, and in his absence, his former colleague, who is also being charged, will take the stand. And finally, after yesterday's rest day, the Tour de France competitors will take to their saddles once again to tackle the 16th stage of the race. They will cycle the 164 kilometres from Tour du Pin to Villard-de-Lans. Primoz Roglic is still the holder of the yellow jersey. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.